The Snow Flea's New Friend by Landere Nesbitt. Yosef had spent the whole winter hopping in leaf litter, under the snow, foraging for fungi, sleeping when he was tired, and playing with his brother and sister around the trunks of trees buried deep in the snow and ice. Snow fleas are so tiny that they look like specks of pencil lead when they come up out on top of the snow. A snow flea moves by coiling its tail, hooking it under its abdomen, and when it wants to jump, it releases it. And as it spikes downward, it propels them into the air. They are basically like little tiny pogo sticks. One morning, after Yosef had crawled out from under a rotting leaf, he noticed that something was different. It wasn't quite as cold and dark as usual. There was a strange white light all around. Then he suddenly knew. Sunlight was penetrating the thick blanket of snow above him. It was melting. Yosef decided it was the perfect day to go to the upper world to play. Without saying a word to anyone else, he squirmed up in between the packed snowflakes and sprang out into the dazzling white world. The sun was high in the sky, and the sunlight blinded him for a moment. Then, because he was so happy and couldn't help himself, he did a little dance. Coil, spring, flop, coil, spring, flop, coil, spring, flop, until he found himself several inches away from where he had appeared and lay down to catch his breath. Suddenly he noticed that he was not alone. Another snow flea was lying right next to him. Now Yosef had wanted to play by himself and go on his own adventure. That is one of the reasons he came out into the upper world by himself without telling his brothers and sisters. And now, here was another snow flea just like him, probably a cousin he had never met. "I want to play by myself today," said Yosef, and coiled his tail to spring away. The other snow flea didn't answer, but he too coiled his tail and sprang away. "Hey," said Yosef, "don't copy me." Still, the other snow flea didn't answer. Yosef was quite mad by this time, and he turned to shove the other snow flea away. But when he turned, the snow flea turned too, just out of reach. "Stop playing games!" shouted Yosef. Poor Yosef was quite distraught and didn't understand why the other snow flea was teasing him. He sat down in the snow and began to cry. He noticed that the snow flea next to him was wiping a tear from his face as well. "Why are you crying?" asked Yosef more gently. Still, the snow flea didn't answer. "Maybe he can't talk," thought Yosef, "and here I have been so mean to him." This new idea made Yosef reconsider that he decided to ask the other snow flea to play with him. Actually, he didn't ask, he just said, "Come on, let's go hopping together," knowing that his new friend would follow as he had done before. Yosef and the other snow flea frolicked in the sun and snow for the rest of the day. Just as the sun was setting behind the trees, Yosef's new friend disappeared as quickly as he had arrived. "That is strange," Yosef mused. "He must have been a magical snow flea from fairyland that visited me for the day. I hope I see him again." Then Yosef hopped home for bed. He was quite tired. When he got home, his mother had a cup of puffball mushroom tea for him to sip before he fell asleep. That night, Yosef dreamed of the fun day he had had with the other snow flea. In his dream, the sun came to him and told him that the other snow flea's name was Shadow. The end. Snip, snap, snout, my tale's told out.